All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Aladdin. It's directed by Guy Ritchie. The writers are John August and Guy Ritchie, and also it's based on a existing Disney property.
Hold up, Guy Ritchie? Wow. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know what that means.
Well, Guy Ritchie does a lot of edgy type of action movies. So he did the Sherlock Holmes movies. Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes movies.
He's a pretty decent director times.
He's iffy. So he also did The Man from U.N.C.L.E. He did Snatch.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels some shit.
Yeah, Rock and Roller. So it stars everybody's favorite, Will Smith, Mina Masood, and Naomi Scott. The synopsis is, a kind-hearted street urchin and power-hungry grand vizier vie for a magic lamp that has the power to make their deepest wishes come true. So, again, this is based off of a Disney movie, and even before that, I think there's just a Aladdin story. But this is the live-action Disney interpretation of it, and again, they've been doing this, and I think James and I were talking about this before, but even back with Alice in Wonderland, they've been doing this. So it's been almost 10 years of this
basically live action.
Yeah, live action.
Their animated movies, yeah.
Maleficent. More recent ones, Peace Dragon, The Jungle Book.
Dumbo,
which is terrible. And also Beauty and the Beast was all right. So getting that out the way, Matt, how do you feel about Will Smith's Aladdin?
I actually like the movie. I haven't really been a big fan as far as live action Disney properties. I haven't watched any of the other previous ones to know how bad or how good the other ones were. I'm a big fan of Will Smith, but I just figured, I was like, hey, let me go ahead and give this a watch. You know, a lot of folks say, you know, hey, he's blue and he's not Robin Williams. I get that, but can anyone else name another person that would be able to take on this role?
I think The Rock could have probably pulled this off.
Charismatic as Will Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock is very charismatic.
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty solid movie. I enjoyed myself, although as far as a fan of the cartoon, I think some of the facial expressions that the cartoon has, I don't think the live action captures just as good, in my opinion. Other than that, I enjoyed myself, although I felt that the movie was too long. I don't know how long the first movie was. Did anyone know?
This movie is 2 hours. The original cartoon Aladdin is an hour and a half.
The original Aladdin, the Disney animated, was nowhere near 2 hours.
I remember it was
maybe an hour and a half, like you said, but it was a good hour and a half. You didn't realize it was an hour and a half because you were intrigued by it.
Overall, I thought it was a solid movie. My very first as far as live Disney movies. Probably won't look forward to any of the other ones. Pretty good, although a little long for my taste.
All right, so I'm gonna counter Matt's opinion, and I just want to say that this movie is mediocre. A lot of it has to do with Disney revamping all these movies for live action, and you also have the Lion King coming up, which I hope is better than this movie, but everything about Dumbo is just bad. This one, I would say the person that played Princess Jasmine, she is pretty good. The guy that plays Aladdin, Will Smith, and also the person that plays Jafar, all of them are just somewhat in completely different movies. And I don't really buy the chemistry between Will Smith's character and, I guess, Mina Masood, or the Aladdin dude is.
And yeah, I didn't care too much for him.
It's something about him in particular. I don't know if it's his acting. I don't know if it's the direction of the movie. There's something that is just very dry about his acting. In particular, it's him. Because again, Naomi Scott, who plays Jasmine, she's fine. The guy who plays Jafar, it is just like very flat. And these people are playing cartoon characters. It is based off a cartoon.
Yeah, he didn't play a good Jafar, in my opinion, at all.
Yeah.
He was just a guy.
It seems like there's a lot of direction. There's a lot of, I think, dialogue problems. And then also there's this one instance where, I mean, we all know how the story goes, but eventually Jafar gets his way. Princess Jasmine breaks up into a song right in the middle of her being captured. That song has no bearing on the cartoon. So it doesn't exist in the cartoon. But it just felt so out of place. Why is this here? And it's just so she can have her moment of power. As I've said before about Will Smith, he always plays a father. Matt, did Will Smith play a father in this movie?
Yes. Answer's yes.
Hold on. What?
So the whole thing about this movie compared to the original is that they give the genie some backstory. They give him something to do other than to really be
a genie.
Yeah. Other than just being a co-star with Aladdin. It's really Aladdin and Princess Jasmine, but he's kind of like the third wheel. So they also bring in the fourth wheel. So they try to give the genie somebody to care about. It's all these fiddling with the story, which causes the movie to be longer than what it needs to be, which is where Matt's issue, at least with the length of the movie, is that. And the movie is too long. For 2 hours, nah. No. Again, I just found this movie mediocre. Compared to like all these other live-action Disney movies, The Jungle Book is at the very top. It is great. I will watch that movie several times over. On the opposite end, you have something like Dumbo, which is just, I don't even know why they made that, but it is just cannon fodder for this Disney streaming service.
Check it out.
Yeah. Even the dance numbers weren't, or like the songs.
It's just maybe, like one huge musical. That's what this
yeah, is. I mean, it starts off as a musical. I mean, which is fine. I mean, that's the cartoon, but you got Will Smith just basically talking his way through all these songs. Naomi Scott, who plays Jasmine, she is singing. The guy that plays Aladdin, Mina Massoud, is just, I don't even know what he's doing. Sometimes he's singing, sometimes he's talking. It just felt out of place. Will Smith, who sometimes is blue, sometimes is not. He is not the worst thing about this movie. I think it is the direction. I don't think Guy Ritchie should have directed this movie. Why he directed this movie, I have no idea.
This is not in his wheelhouse,
and
man.
Explosions is not Guy Ritchie movie. If you think about the show.
Was there a heist involved?
Movie, yes. Because they had to steal the lantern.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, Matt, what score would you give Will Smith's Aladdin?
I'd give it a 7. Will Smith carried the movie. Everyone else I didn't care about. They didn't seem like they had a lot of emotion or star power.
It's really not to cut you off, but it's really like 5 people in this movie. Like the whole entire movie, you have.
That's why I said not a lot of star power out.
Yeah, you have Aladdin, you have Jasmine, you have the genie, you have Jafar, you have the Sultan, and then you have, did you call her handmaiden or something?
The handmaiden girl.
Yeah. Dahlia, but that's it. Go ahead.
Yeah, overall a solid movie. Again, I'm not very familiar with live action Disney movies, but I enjoyed myself. Felt the movie was, again, too long. If it wasn't for Will Smith, they would have never, ever released this film, in my opinion. I don't know if there was a lot of ads for this movie or promotions.
The marketing was pretty bad because it started with that one image, Jasmine and Aladdin, and then Will Smith not being blue. And that started off the whole kind of negative look on that movie.
Yeah. Even though the movie theater, the one I went to, was still pretty packed. It was like Avengers packed.
So, what?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I could believe that because people are probably going to go see it off of the nostalgia of the animated film.
It fails to recapture that. It does. But still, overall, a pretty good movie.
All right. So it is completely, utterly devoid of a lot of positivity. What you're watching is just people acting out because they have to read the lines. They're doing it with some class and grace and some sort of skill. But again, from a direction standpoint, it's not complete. I'm going to give this movie a 5. Really have to think about it. It's somewhere between a 4.5 and a 5. So, I mean, a 5 is somewhere okay-ish. But again, the movie's mediocre to me. The guy that plays Aladdin and Will Smith, they do have some songs where they are just speaking. And it's just like, oh, well, James, let me tell you the song about this right now. And going to talk through it.
Mm-mm-mm.
And while the music plays behind me, James, I'm going to sing to you the song. And that is how this is. There's not anybody caring about the integrity of the movie. call that a direction problem. And it's very uneven. Naomi Scott that plays Jasmine, she's fine throughout the whole movie. Aside from that one song that just was out of place.
Are you talking about the song Speechless?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't like that. It just felt like a...
It sounded like somebody wrote a song that sounded cool. It's like, how can we put this into a Disney movie? Let's do this one. Because the whole point of that whole scene was that she got captured, but she's like, well, I'm going to rise up and I'm going to show them that I can't be put down and I can't be silenced. And it's like, okay, but then you go back into custody right after that. So no, Matt said he didn't see a lot of these movies. Dumbo and that second Alice in Wonderland movie, those are the low end. The Jungle Book is at the high end. Lower than that would be maybe Pete's Dragon. This movie is somewhere in the middle.
So I haven't seen the movie. Does this make you fear for Lion King that's coming out later this year?
I think Lion King will be fun because it's mostly CG.
I don't think Lion King is going to be that great.
It should be okay.
That's probably the only one that I will actually go to the movies to see. But let me ask you this. Do you think it would be better if Will Smith was a CG character instead of himself?
I don't think he should be in this movie.
At all.
There should have been a slightly better comedic actor.
The only closest person that could have pulled it off better would The Rock. That's about it.
I mean, I would even say Kevin Hart.
The right person.
I think Kevin Hart would have even been better.
Wow.
And as much as I don't like Kevin Hart, I think he would have been better comedically. They do some twists and spins the whole entire storyline. I assume next it would probably be Mulan or something like that.
They're actually going to do Mulan.
Or Lilo and Stitch. I can probably guarantee you movie's mediocre. I mean, it is just something that you will pay $7.99 or how much it is per month to see this on the new Disney Network, that's streaming service. Then you can go on and watch some better movies, i.e. the animated version of this, and or James's favorite, the original Star Wars trilogy.
Whoop.
So, hear that sigh from James. That is the Beast Game Podcast.